Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds lift, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and
you know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. It is just 7:30. You know what that means? It's Karasu on CITR. Hi, 皆さん、こんにちは。 CITR 101.9 FM でございます。 It's CITR 101.9. Just made an introduction in Japanese, just for the ones that understand the language. But anyways, welcome to my program. You'll be listening to some great Japanese independent music for the next 85 minutes or so. And if you want to figure out what I've been playing probably later in the show, and you kind of like wonder and say, hey, I want to find out more about this artist. What's their band name, or what's the song that they're playing? What's it called? Give me a call at any time. You can give me a shout at 604-UBC-CITR. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And yeah, let me know how I'm doing as well. Any comment is greatly appreciated. I'll be playing more stuff coming right up. Some Blanket Jet City, and I'll also be talking about some news, including how there may be a Japanese baseball player who hasn't got some recognition in the early 50s to the 80s, but he's greater than Bond. There is a reason for that. I'll explain that a little later. But anyways, here is a song called Dynamite Pussycat by Blanket Jet City.
Oh, God, I'm a boss. ードがウッドベース片手に取ったペパミントグリーンのエドワードジャケットがキックの上に飛び乗りブラックスウェイトシューズはギターを抱きかかえ客席に飛び込むちっちゃな楽器から50過ぎのファイシン踏まれ今夜はみんなお待ちかねのダイナマイトプシキャッツ出来事ダンバイトプシーキャッツ Oh yeah ダンバイトプシーキャッツ Oh yeah ダンバイトプシーキャッツ Oh yeah ダンバイトプシーキャッツ Oh yeah ダンバイトプシーキャッツ Oh yeah Oh yeah ダンバイトプシーキャッツダンバイトプシーキャッツダンバイトプシーキャッツ
Flash your Friends of CITR card and get a nifty discount at the KISS Adult Toy Store, the Regional Assembly of Text, and the Bike Kitchen. Show it when you shop and thank them for being a friend of CITR.
キャプテン! もうさ、全然ちょこっと! 貼ってやるでやって! バンザーイ! バンザーイ! バンザーイ!
far out. It was Number Girl performing a song called Noom Heavy Metallic. That was the time when they became more experimental, and I think some of the members just did not like the direction of the sound that the band was heading into. They sounded more like the Pixies at first, but then they tried to experiment with a lot of sound effects and lots of screaming like you just heard in the beginning. And before that, I had Blanket Jet City performing a song called Dynamite Pussy Cats. And before I forget, I want to make a big shout out to Hiten and Kanako. Congratulations on your marriage, and thank you for inviting me to the wedding at the Bombay Banquet Hall. Lots of blast. And not to mention, open bar equals lots of fun. And therefore, I am a little exhausted, even though that it's been 2 or 3 days since the wedding. But anyways, enough about what I did on the weekend. I would like to talk about the major Japanese baseball star, Ou Sadaharu. Not a lot of people know this baseball star's name, but I really wanted to make his name more well-known. I chose the better words for that, because a lot of people last week, if you haven't figured it out, Bonds, Barry Bonds, has beaten Hank Aaron's home run record, but the world record holder for the all-time home runs hits in the career is held by Ou Sadaharu. He has not played in Major League Baseball, but he played in the Japan League, and he hit a total of 868 home runs between 1959 and 1980. And if I say this a lot easier, 868 home runs were hit in 127 fewer games and 524 fewer at-bats than when Bonds passed Hank Aaron. So you could just see those numbers. Quite a big accomplishment, but some people do not prefer Ou Sadaharu to be having the record. Perhaps because at Japan they have smaller ballparks, that's the first thing. And secondly, some argue that their professional level is not as high as the Major League Baseball. Yes, maybe, perhaps, but at least they're not juiced up with steroids. Enjoy that trophy, Bonds. I will be playing more music right now. It is a song by Michio Kurihara, collaborating with Boris. I think you'll like this one. It's called Starship Narrator, and this is 101.9 FM CITR. Polyzix desu ne. Yes, Polyzix with X-rays. This is my life, boku no jinsei ne. And yeah, gotta love that band, Devo Fanatics. And just adding that Asian touch into the music, don't you think? Those crazy Japanese guys. And before that, I had Michio Kurihara, who collaborated with Boris in the song Starship Narrator. And he's just one hell of a solo guitarist. hope you guys liked those two tracks. This is 101.9Q. This is 101.9 CITR. 皆さん こんばんは. My name is Alex Ushijima. And please let me know if you have any requests. I'll try my best to find it in the CITR library. They do have a great collection of CDs. I wish they had more Japanese CDs. But, you know, most of the Japanese bands that you probably know, CITR will probably have it. So let me know. Give me a shout. 604-UBC-CITR is the number. UBC-CITR. And if you flip through the channel, such as the ever-popular CNN or whatever you like to watch, there's a pretty scary footage of an airplane on fire. Apparently, there was one Boeing plane. I think it's a 737. That exploded and caught fire, and they had to do an emergency landing in Okinawa. And I believe it's an airplane by the China Airlines. And fortunately, all the passengers and the crew members escaped. One of the crew members was slightly injured, but fortunately, none of them were not cooked in the flying metal object. And it happened this Monday morning, as a matter of fact. Some people speculate that there was a leak in the fuel tank, but they're still trying to find out what has happened in the crash / explosion. But the fire has shot. If you look at the video, you see like this huge, great balls of fire just exploding. And it went up to like 10 feet in the air. It's just a quite... Quite shocking footage of a plane just like engulfed in flames. An official apology was given right after China Airlines have heard about the situation, and hopefully they could find out what happened to this plane, because obviously I don't want that to ever happen again. But you know, for all machines, there are some faults and accidents do happen because we're all human, and yeah, life moves on, right? Anyways, it's probably going on still on the news, so check it out. It's, again, a plane that's on fire in the Okinawa Prefecture, which is the southernmost area of Japan, right close to Taipei, Taiwan. And looks like Hawaii, but they have beautiful Japanese chicks. Anyways, I'll be playing more tracks right now, and then after that, I'll be coming back with you guys with some public service announcements. But first, here's some more music for you guys. Check it out. We'll be right back. just a little tripping out right there. Supercar performing this track called Restarter. Just feels like you're like in some Twilight Zone, like a Japanese Twilight Zone, just a psychedelic moment right there. It's a lot of fun. My name is Alex. This is the show Karasu. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 if you just turned the dial. And I play a lot of Japanese indie music, mainly focusing on indie rock, indie punk. But at times I do mix and match it up with some hip hop and pop as well. If you want to hear my previous shows, you can go to www.citr.ca and download some podcastings and put it into your favorite iPod and listen to what Japan has to offer. We'll be doing some public service announcements right now. There are some great events that will be coming up and wrapping up the end of the summer. I know, I had to burst the bubble. Summer is coming to an end. Oh, God. And now we have to face another 8 to 10 months of rain or snow or whatever the global warming will, how it will affect us. Anyways, first of all, is the Mighty Asian Movie Marathon. The deadline has been passed for submissions of their applications, and now some contestants have 10 days to make a film, and the winners will have it appearing in the Vancouver Asian Film Festival, which is going to be their 11th annual event. The festival will be happening on November 1st to the 4th, and the winners will have a great time. Perhaps I think it will be having their film appearing in the Vancouver Film Festival. I think I may be wrong there, but anyways, I think it's the beer from the wedding. Anyways, it is the website. You can find out more information at www.vaff.org, www.vaff.org, and hey, cheer on if you have any friends that are directors and participating in this event. All right, next up, there's some free Friday night movies at the Chinatown Market. Chinatown Night Market. It happens every Friday at 8:30 p.m. And all these films are focusing on the turning point in Vancouver's Asia-Pacific history. And there's two more films that will be happening at this Friday night. On August 24th, we'll be focusing on a film that talks about World War II in the year 1947, when post-war Chinese veterans wins the citizenship rights. And on August 31st will be the wrap-up film, The Back Page, which will be talking about Vancouver's dark, small and dark history of the anti-Asian riot of September 1907. So if you want to learn about some Asian history that all happened in Vancouver, this is the event for you. If you want to find out more, you can go to the website www.anniversaries07.ca. That's www.anniversaries07.ca. And Saigoni, last one, Taiwanese Cultural Festival. The Taiwanese Cultural Festival is an event where you can go and find out more about the Taiwanese arts and crafts, culinary showcases, and there's also a concert performance by Meidi, who is a top Taiwanese pop band. This is going to be happening at the Plaza of Nations on September 1st to the 3rd. And if you want to get more information and tickets, you can go to the website www.taiwanfest.ca, www.taiwanfest.ca. Well, that wraps up the public service announcements. Having some blue hearts, just rocking it on in the back. Let me just dim it down because I gotta play one particular band. Every time I finish the public service announcements, you know what that means? It's Rovo time, and this time I chose a single called Mauve. I hope you guys like it. Thank you. Rovo with Move, name of the track. It's a MOV. Whoa, what happened to the volume there? Yeah, it's Rovo with the song Move, spelled MOV. And just really love that group with the former members of Boredoms just playing in this psychedelic form. This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and let me just introduce another news that's happening in Japan. A lot of news talking about the deaths of some people, including this one. The oldest woman has passed away days after the record-holding oldest Japanese woman passed away. Let me just explain. There was a 114-year-old Japanese woman that just passed away a few days ago, which meant that Nakano is the name of the person who was 113 years old, took over the crown of being the oldest woman, or the person, actually, in Japan. And but she passed away, unfortunately, today. And I wanted to tell you that that she passed away at 113 years. She was actually born on January 1st in 1894. Just imagine that. Just 1894. Like, you lived more than a century, and just seeing these generations of arts, culture, history just going through your eyes within those 100 years. Like, a lot of things happened in the world at that time, and a lot to her family as well. She had 8 children, and then within those 8 children, she had 22 grandchildren, and she also has 31 great-grandchildren and 3 great-great-grandchildren. Just imagine how much money she had to give when they all begged for allowances. We'll be playing more music by Japanese artists. How about, what should I put next? This will be a suitable song. It's called Health or Die. Maybe not a good choice, but hey, that's what I have on my playlist. And this is performed by Buffalo Daughter. Miki Furukawa with Seven Stars. And I also played some great music by Buffalo Daughter, Health or Die. Miki Furukawa was a former member of Supercar, which really made their breakthrough in the mid-90s. And after breaking up in 2005, she started her solo career. And so far, she's doing very well. I'm really looking forward to her next album, whenever that is coming up. And Buffalo Daughter, great artist nonetheless. I believe they have made some international trips, especially in North America. And I believe they also performed at the SXSW. I think I got the initials right, but it's the concert festival in Texas where they have a Japan night, and they were one of the few selected to perform in America down south. So we'll be playing more Japanese stuff. Let's see what I have in my library of goodies in the CD cases. Please stay tuned. But before that, let me just give you a heads up. At 9 o'clock, Gavin Walker should be coming up next. He'll be playing some music called The Jazz Show. And not, it's not called the music The Jazz Show. It's a show called The Jazz Show. Let me correct myself right there. But if you cannot guess, let me just make it obvious. He plays jazz for the next 3 hours. And he usually has like an artist that he would like to introduce to you guys and focus on his or her album too. Usually that happens at 11 o'clock, but nonetheless, great jazz music of, and some great background history from his noggin. He has great, great, great knowledge of what he plays on the air. So if you want to stay tuned for that, again, it starts at 9 o'clock. It's called The Jazz Show, hosted by Gavin Walker. Where is he, by the way? He's probably grabbing his coffee. He drinks this big cup. It's like almost like a liter full of coffee, and he drinks it from 9 o'clock. I don't know what he does till the break of dawn or when the caffeine wears out, but hey, good for him. I guess he likes to play the jazz and the blues. I'll be talking about another death of a very popular Japanese person. I'll talk a little bit more about that, but I'll be playing next some Yura Yura Teikoku, and the song is called Jikan. Or in English, it means time. And I'll give you a reason why I selected that. But anyways, here's Yura Yura Teikoku. 皆さん、楽しんでいただけたら僕も嬉しいです。どうぞ、ごゆっくり聞いてください。Please listen and enjoy the show.
ての人間に同じように流れているわけじゃないと思うよ。時間、それは感覚であって、生きたということはただの記憶でしかないって本で読んだ。時間、濃密な時間、複製された大量の時間、時間、時間、時間のおやす売り、時間の垂れ流し、時間の売買、時間に追われる、時間に支配される、時間、時間、時間がない、時間の中でただ溺れている。
T-shirts, well-mannered cardigans, pants, jackets, and underwear.
The Friends of CITR Card scores you discounts at Antisocial, Berku's Angels, and Hits Boutique.
Uzbekistan Prints or Rajasthan Colors.
Support CITR Radio and pick up your card today.
hope you guys were bobbing your head up and down in that one. That was Condor 44 with a song called OFG. And before that, Jikan. Literally translated as time, with band Hyura Hyura Teikoku rocking on that one. And I got 50 minutes left, and I was talking about one particular Japanese that passed away recently. Not just the oldest woman who passed away, which I talked earlier, but there's another one. And her name is Sayako Yamaguchi. And she was actually Japan's first ever supermodel. She passed away quite recently. She died at the age of 57. Kanashi koto desu. And she passed away actually last week from acute pneumonia. And she appeared on the super sexy catwalk at the very first time as a Japanese at the Paris Fashion Week back in 1972. And she has struck to superstardom, and she was actually named one of the top six models in the world by Newsweek in 1977. And a few years later, she also won the Mainichi Fashion Awards in 1984, and she's been going through becoming cover girls for several magazines and modeling ever since. But unfortunately, she passed away, again, at the age of 57, Sayako Yamaguchi, Japan's ever first supermodel. So in tribute for her, I chose a song. Might be very loud, but it's a music called The Counterattack of the Dreamer, performed by Vola and the Oriental Machine. Sayako, the song is for you.
To head back to school in September?
For sure, but I'm worried that I won't be able to cover all my costs this year.
Have you ever done work study? I did it in the past, and it was great experience and good money.
Don't you need to have a student loan to qualify?
Not anymore. You don't need a loan or an application to get work study. You just need to be a Canadian citizen or permanent resident studying at UBC. If you want to earn decent coin, pad your resume, and work on campus, work study is where the smart money's at. Just go online to Career Services and check out the listings.
That's solid advice. I will definitely check out work study this year.
For more information on getting hired for a work study job, visit Career Services online at www.students.ubc.ca/work-study.
あの列車に乗っていこう。 土砂降りの痛みの中を傘もささず走っていく。やらしさも汚らしさもむき出しにして走っていく。
Train, Train, played by none other than the Blue Hearts, of course. Who else would play that kind of stuff? And before that, I had Vola and the Oriental Machine, song titled The Counterattack of the Dreamers. I got 5 minutes left, fortunately. It is time for me to pass it on. Where am I going with this? Anyways, I have to be leaving very soon. And thank you very much for listening to the program. And if you have any comments, please give me a call, 604-UBC-CITR, or send me an email, japanindie@gmail.com. That's japanindie@gmail.com. Podcast and will be available for this show, and you can also find other shows that I have recorded, and of course there's many wonderful programs at UBC as well, so check out all the shows and find out what CITR has to offer. Go independent music. And thank you very much for listening. In several minutes Gavin Walker will be coming right up, and hope you guys will be enjoying it. And also I will be having a special artist section in the program next week. I'll be focusing on Dry and Heavy, which is an excellent reggae band. Don't know who they are. I'll just be finishing my program by playing some of their music right now. And the song is called, let me just check right here, it's called Triumph, and I hope you guys like it. Thank you very much, everybody, and I'll see you guys next week. Sayonara.